Paula, good morning. How are you?
Well, I am doing great this morning because my team did awesome yesterday. Sorry.
You're a Steelers fan, aren't you?
I'm a huge Steelers fan, and that was amazing for our record already this season yesterday.
Yeah, so you know, look, that was, if you ask me, that was a missed opportunity for Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns to put themselves kind of in the mix as a team to be reckoned with in that division. But at the end of the day, it's Baltimore and Pittsburgh, man. They're going to be battling this thing out once again. Yep.
Heck yeah.
And that's good for you and Mike. Both you guys are Pittsburgh fans. All right, so
we're here to support you.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you know what? I'm a Big Ben fan. I like the guy. I really do. And I know that when he plays the Cleveland Browns, he played at Miami of Ohio. They didn't pick him, but quite frankly, I'm sure he's actually pretty happy about that when you think about the results.
His two Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, I think he can get over that pretty easily. Yeah. But I do think that there is a little bit of a something on his shoulder, something that kind of gets to him when he plays the Cleveland Browns to say, you know what, this is payback for kind of passing me, even though I know my career would have been in the dog pound. Let's just say, like, literally would have been in the dog pound had I gone to the Cleveland Browns. But Paula, obviously a huge event coming up for you guys in November, the Celebrating Champions for Youth, November 18th, 6 p.m. We are only, it's crazy how quickly these things go. I remember talking to you guys a while back when it was like 100 and some odd days away. We're 30 days out from this thing, so it's literally right around the corner.
Yes, it is. We're very excited about it.
Oh, are you getting buzzed right there?
You know,
busy woman.
The work here never ends.
That's good. That's good. So, last week when we talked to Hillary a little bit, she had a little bit of info about the Celebrating Champions for Youth as far as like a couple of the awards, and then she couldn't tell us some of them because those people hadn't been notified yet at that moment in time. Are things coming together pretty well for this for the fourth annual Celebrating Champions for Youth?
Yes, they're coming together very nicely. So right now, as of this moment, all the award winners, all the recipients have been notified, and we've already started some filming, some videos, because obviously this is going to be a virtual event this year. So we're going to try to, you know, remain safe and respectful of everyone's health and wellness. So it will be virtual. I know you already announced the date and time. We have chosen to host this event through Facebook Live. So we have that information for you as well to share. And then, yes, so we have all the award winners notified. So I can share more with you if you'd like me to go over those and what those awards are and who they're going to.
Absolutely. Let's hear it.
All right. So obviously this whole event, this is our fourth annual, and this whole event is just to recognize and reward those individuals in our community that are here going above and beyond in support of our youth, overall health and wellness. So we have three adult awards and then one youth award. So the three adult awards is one is for advocates. Yeah, youth advocate, and that, I don't know if this is something Hillary already announced, but that is going to Andrea Carmody, Kim Whitmire, and Kelly Wright. They are three individuals who run a program through the Tempe Union High School District for Teenage Pregnancy Program. It's called the TAP Program, Teenage Pregnancy Program.
That's awesome. Okay. And let me just jump in real quick. As the Advocate is an organization who advocates for programs, policies, laws to help provide Tempe youth with an environment where they can live to their full potential. These people are obviously doing that. So that's your Advocate Award. You also have an Inspiration Award, correct?
Correct. And the Inspiration Award is for a community leader, usually an educator, counselor, or coach who have inspired Tempe youth to live to their full potential. And this year's award winner goes to Harold Bull. He actually, we just found out, retired this year, but he was the physical education department chair at McClintock High School.
Well, and that's cool to know that this guy obviously was into the health and wellness of his students, his kids, probably showed him the way to bettering themselves, obviously, through McClintock High School.
Yeah, he did an amazing job, and he had a lot of people recommend him for this award, so we're excited to honor him with this. And then the last adult award we have is for the Youth Protector, and that is a first responder who works in Tempe, who provides exemplary service, advocating tirelessly to provide a safe environment where Tempe youth can achieve their full potential. And this year's Protector Award is going to Assistant Fire Chief Andrea Glass with the Tempe Fire Medical Rescue. And let me just plug this as well. I believe she is the first female assistant fire chief in Tempe.
Very cool. That's awesome. Again, we're talking to Paula Bug from the Tempe Coalition. If you want to get this information, you can look at it for yourself, tempecoalition.org. And again, if you struggle with alcohol, opioids, depression, anxiety, they have you covered in every way, shape, and form. If you haven't been listening to them with us on the show, seriously, they have somebody for everybody. 480-858-2300. Go ahead. Sorry, Paula.
No, thank you. Thank you for that little extra plug. So, yes, all this information, since they all have been contacted now, all the award winners, is on our website. You can see that the event, we have a theme every year, is making waves, because that's what we're doing here in Tempe, in a good way. And you can just click on see the winners, and then you can read all about them. So those were our three adult award categories. And then we have one youth award. It's for youth champion. However, one award, but we have two winners. So the youth champion is an outstanding youth that continually sets and achieves goals in an effort to reach their full potential and inspire their peers to do the same, or overcomes adversity and challenges to turn their trajectory of life towards setting and achieving goals to reach their full potential and inspires their peers to do the same. So we already know how challenging the last few months have been. So, and there's been some amazing teams that have risen above that challenge and continue to better themselves, both health and wellness-wise, as well as inspire their peers to do the same. So the Youth Champion Award winners, one's a female, one's a male. The female is Violetta, and I don't want to slaughter her last name, but I believe it's Panayotova.
That sounds close enough to me.
Thanks.
Yeah, that looks right, by the way, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And she currently goes to the Tempe Prep Academy. And then the young man is Jesus Espinoza. He went to Tempe High School and is now attending South Mountain Community College. So we're super excited to recognize and reward these two young people who have just gone. If you saw some of the recommendations that came through from individuals that have been working with them, because obviously these kids volunteer their time in other aspects as well, not just making a huge influence or impact at their schools. They're making a huge difference in a positive way in the community overall. So these recommendations that came in are just heart-wrenching. I mean, they're so heart-touching because these kids have done so much to set good examples for everyone around them and make a difference.
I love the fact that you guys do this stuff and the fact that you're honoring all these different people. And Jesus Espinoza, I'm going to tell you what, if that's not a perfect sports name, I don't know what is. This guy is going to be playing baseball or football. He's going to be doing something. And I don't even know the kid, but seriously, that's a great sports name. Jesus Espinoza. Seriously, no doubt.
It is.
But in general, all these people are doing great things in the community, and it's wonderful that you guys have the advocate, the inspiration, the protector award for the adults, the youth champions. Is that normally going to a male and a female? Do you normally do it that way, or does it not matter?
No, we don't set out to do it that way. It's literally whoever we get whoever gets nominated, we read all the information very thoroughly, and we just try to select the individuals that, I mean, there's so many, obviously, for anyone to get nominated. They've already gone above and beyond what most do. And so we just try to pick the, I don't want to be cliche, but the cream of the crop. It's
right.
The ones that really
stand out.
Know, Yeah, the ones that really stand out and the ones we know we're going to hear their names for a long time.
Yeah, Espinoza, man. Just get used to that one, people. Get used to hearing Espinoza. All right, so let me ask you this. Obviously, we're back in school now, and I kind of want to get your take on maybe some of the issues that we're having with kids getting back to school, maybe even some of the struggles that the youths are going through.
Yes, this is where it gets a little more somber, right? Because we heard it on the news just last night, my husband and I. It's the minute different cities are in different school districts are going back on campus, and most specifically high schools is what we're hearing right now, because for right now, a lot of elementary and middle schools have not gone back on campus, Tempe specifically, but high school started last week. But the minute they seem to start, it's within a week they're closing down again, even if, you know, whether it's just for the 2 weeks or hopefully not longer, but it could be longer. So it happened in Mesa last week with Combs High School, and we heard it on the news last night for Scottsdale schools, high school, same thing. So
I thought I saw something about Chaparral, like up to 200 people.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought I saw that too.
That was it. And so it's so disheartening, and at the same time, it's like, well, it's not a huge surprise because, you know, even though you try to practice the, you know, social distancing and be as safe as you can, it's just, this hasn't gone away any over, what, 7 months, 8 months now?
Yeah.
So we know for a fact with Tempe High Schools being back on campus as of last Tuesday, I believe, you know, right now, knock on wood, no news is good news, and it seems to be okay. But the challenges I feel like most individuals are facing, and obviously we're so concerned with the youth's mental health and wellness right now, with everything they've had to go through, what they've had to give up, what they've had to struggle through with online learning, not being able to socialize, not being able to hang out with their friends. We know that there's some concerns around what have they turned to help them cope and get through these challenging times.
Yeah.
So, you know, we know substance use has gone up.
Sure.
Whether it's alcohol or marijuana or opioids, whatever, we know those numbers have gone up over the past few months with our youth. And so we're just trying to prepare educators and community leaders and all of the nonprofits and organizations that are part of the coalition. We're just trying to be prepared for that.
Yeah, no, I think that's interesting. Again, we're talking to Paula Bug from the Tempe Coalition, tempecoalition.org. Call them. Again, if you're struggling at any moment in time, if you feel weak, if you're having anxiety, depression, alcohol, opioids, don't turn to that stuff. Turn to the Coalition, 480-858-2300. Okay, so I'm going to give you the dynamic in this room, and I think it's really interesting when you think about all the different personalities. Obviously, there's four of us, Lindsay, Mike, Spencer, myself. And Lindsay and Spencer are a lot younger than Mike and I. They're basically 30 years younger than us. I'm not trying to age myself. I'm not trying to let you know how young they are. But at the end of the day, we have a very unique dynamic situation in this room. And for Mike and I, it's more like in a parent role. For these guys, it's obviously in a role of which they're trying to figure out how to navigate through this really, really difficult time. They're not able to do the things that they're accustomed to doing. Same with all of us. But quite frankly, I'm a coach as well. I work with kids on the tennis court every day. A shameless plug for myself. Check me out on Facebook, Andy Dorf Tennis Lessons, by the way, if you want to contact me about that. But truth be told, I'm seeing a lot of interesting things. Now that kids are back in school, it's almost like they're coming to me with a smile on their face. They're a little bit happier to see me. I fear, though, that could be taken away from them again if things get really bad. So I guess my question is what happens if we need to go back into some form of isolation? How do you think that will affect young kids these days?
Well, that's a very good, you know, that's what we're all trying to get prepared for is dealing with, you know, being flexible. I think it boils down to just being flexible, but how do you tell a young person who feels most secure with a schedule and a you know, norm, I'm doing the air quotes, but, you know, a norm, which was, you know, getting up, going to classes, seeing your friends, doing your homework. You know, having a schedule was so important. It is so important for most youth. And to take that away, to get used to a new norm, and then to have that back, knowing it could be taken away any minute now, any day, I think our youth are very resilient, and I think that the majority of them have learned to be flexible and to be patient and be okay with that. So I think that they all need to learn that it's okay. It's okay if they have all these crazy feelings and what they're going through. And it's okay to have a plan, but don't be obsessed over the plan. Be flexible. So that plan, it's probably going to change, right? It's great to have a plan, but it could change. And I think everyone, like I mentioned, now that the Mesa High Schools and the Scottsdale High Schools, now that these are happening, they opened a little bit more or a little earlier than we did back on campus, and then they closed again. And now that it's happened in a couple different cities, we would love to plan that it's never going to happen in Tempe, but we also have to be flexible and know that it's okay if that plan does change.
I like the word flexible. Go ahead, Mike. I think that's a perfect word to use right now, Paula.
No, I was going to say the same thing. And Paula, you know, I was a teacher for over 20 years. I got back into teaching as well as
still this, a teacher,
still a teacher.
Can't get it out of them.
Can't get it out of me. But the thing I would ask you is, you know, when we were in isolation, you know, we would ask you guys, what should parents be on the lookout for in terms of depression and those kind of things? Well, now we're back into school and those things don't go away.
No. Good point.
Should we be looking for the same things as we did in isolation, or is it slightly different?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it's yes to both. Yes, look for the same things, and then it is slightly different. So I think that obviously the biggest influence when our kids are back on campus, the things to look for from the educator's perspective are going to be those telltale signs that student, when they left your class way back when, if you do have any of the same returning students, but they're not going to be the same. You know, the telltale signs will be looking for those solid warning signs of struggle, that they're struggling to either, you know, get back to what they had before or to find something new that they fit into. But I think I said this a few months back when I spoke to you guys, was I don't believe probably any of those teenagers going back to high school are going to be the same teenagers that left
right.
high school back in
Absolutely.
March.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I agree. I can only speak from a lot of my own personal experiences with this because I have kids at home. Mike has kids at home. We have two young adults in front of us, and I'm going to ask you guys a question, and I kind of want you to give me your real true feelings about this. Are you guys struggling with things right now? Are you finding things to be difficult, or are you okay with the fact that you kind of have to like slow down a little bit and you're not going out to dinner all the time? You're not seeing your friends probably as much. You're not going to concerts. Are these things bothering you guys personally? Yes or no? Linz?
I'll start. So I'm okay. Like, it's not like it's life or death or anything, but it's definitely a lot that's missing from this post-graduation life that I'm going about, because I'm supposed to really be in like somewhat of the best years of my life.
Right. Just your mid-20s right now. Sure.
Yeah. And so it's definitely difficult, especially because I moved here. So it's not like I'm familiar with everything, have a ton of friends. I'm so lucky because I have friends from school
right.
when I came here. But really, we were talking about this the other day. It's so hard to even go make friends because we're in this pandemic. We can't go out to a bar. We can't go out. I mean, honestly, you can.
You can, but you're choosing not to. Yeah, no, good point.
We don't, just because we are smart, safe people in my apartment. But it's definitely hard because I know for a fact I'm not meeting any new people.
Right. So you've had to kind of change your life a little
yes.
bit, and you're probably wanting to get back, right?
Yes. And I would love to make more friends and have more connections here, and just, you know, rather than my connections that I just have from college.
All in good time. Spence, what are some of the things that you're experiencing?
It definitely was a struggle going from the dorms to living at home again.
Yeah, sure.
That was definitely a tough transition. But now, with kind of coming back to the apartments, going back into school, it was a change anyway. So I feel like it's definitely different and more difficult than it would have been otherwise, and not nearly as much quote unquote fun or whatever.
Paula, does that sound pretty normal, pretty usual for maybe what the younger generation? And these, Spencer, not quite 20, Lindsay in her mid-young 20s, does that sound pretty normal?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You know, everyone, I believe that everyone is really doing the best they can. So they're being, I think as long as you're being as smart and safe and respectful of others as possible, that you're doing the best you can. And so don't rush back out, you know, don't go to parties with hundreds of people, you know, in close proximity.
Right.
I think as long as you're making some smart, safe choices, this is the best and safest way to get through this time. I would challenge you young people there.
Yeah.
In the studio, as well as everyone listening, that try to remember that everybody's going through this. Everybody's going through
right.
this. You're not going through this alone. Everybody's going through this. And so know that everybody, again, is trying, probably doing the best they can with what they have. And then I challenge all of the young people, try something new. Do something different that you've never done before. Take advantage of this opportunity to test out a new interest, whether it's music or photography or art or reading a book, writing a book. Do something new to challenge yourself, because you might find that you've got this interest or this passion. You could turn the interest into a passion, because I think the more things that you try to do interest-wise, activity-wise, it doesn't have to involve hundreds of other people at the same time. It could be something that's going to be your soul-searching salvation, if that makes sense, because it'll be something that you found within you during this time that helps you stay calm and centered and balanced. And, it doesn't, again, maybe partying is what you loved to do before, even if it was just socializing, not necessarily involving any kind of substance. But if you were just socializing a lot before, and a lot of young people are very, very social, and a lot of that doesn't go away with age, but step back from that and realize that everyone is going through the same thing that you're going through with those feelings, and then try to find something new with that. Try to spark a new interest so that you can stay centered and peaceful, and that helps you be patient with other people making some choices as well.
Extremely well said. Go ahead, Linz.
So I hate to say it, but Spencer has it so much worse than I do. Like, I really hate to say it, because I got my graduation taken away, and really the last 2 months of my college experience taken away. But these kids who are in college, they truly are having this whole different experience. And I at the time I couldn't see it, and now I can see it. But I got lucky, because now these seniors aren't even having close to a normal senior year. There's no spring break now for a lot of schools. I know University of Arizona.
Going home and at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and so I don't know. I feel really bad for college kids especially, because it's also a lot harder when they aren't – I'm not saying that my brain is so much more developed than a college kid. Absolutely not. But you're in a different stage in your life where you can't – you know, it's not always easy to make all these sort of decisions that are smart.
You know, it's interesting that you said that, too, because I think we've learned from Paula and the coalition about our brains and how they develop. I think it's like not till 25 or something along
right.
those
yeah.
lines, right?
Yeah, no, it
That's
is.
That's right.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. The three things I'm going to take away from you today, Paula, are flexibility. Okay, we need to be more flexible about what's going on. Obviously, to continue having very open communication lines. I think that that's extremely important. And then the third thing I took away from you today is try something new. You might find that you have a new passion, and make a positive out of this negative that we're living in right now.
Love it. I love those three takeaways, Andy. Yes, talking, communication, that's huge. Have someone to talk to. You have to have someone that you can go to. To just vent, release, you know, or even to banter with, you know, just so you can get things that you're feeling out. That helps tremendously.
Great stuff as always, Paula. We really appreciate your time. Have a wonderful day. Again, continuing to look forward to the big event that's coming up November 18th for you guys at the Tempe Coalition.
So thank you so much.
And congratulations on winning this week, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yay. Yay, absolutely. All right. Thank you, guys. A pleasure as always.
Have a great day. Paula Bug from the Tempe Coalition. Again, check them out online, tempecoalition.org. If you're struggling with anxiety, depression, or anything along those lines, give them a call, 480-858-2300.